Arctic cold held Moscow in its icy grip, but tens of thousands of people left their warm apartments to protest against Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Braving the same sub-zero temperatures that killed hundreds across Eastern Europe, protesters like Georgi, a lawyer, took to the Moscow streets.
I understood that I couldn't sit around talking in the kitchen, just talking about all of this with my friends. I had to go out and change the things myself, to show that we disagree with what is happening in our country.
Despite the brutal cold, there was humor. Anton Glotov came dressed as a tank, to show that the opposition also has tanks.
I do not think that the government will change because of these events, but perhaps people will gather more freely and start smiling, like in America, and stop being afraid to say their opinion. It is also a big plus.
Danila Tarantevich, a Russian visitor from South America, said he is not shocked by Russia's cold, but by its corruption.
In Argentina, I say to people, you are in Pampers. You want to see real corruption? Go to Russia.
But beyond the ice carnival mood, protesters like computer programmer Taras Mazar, here with his father, sisters, and girlfriend, warned Mr. Putin to listen and liberalize or face radicalization.
We come here to give a chance to our government not to lead us to revolution.
Mazar and others are driven by the thought that the March 4 presidential vote could put Mr. Putin on the path to ruling Russia for more than another decade. 24-year-old Evdokia Labazova was handing out stickers for a website to prepare observers for the presidential elections.
We are sick of these thieves and bastards. They steal our votes. They have gone way too far. That is why I am going to be an observer, to try in any way I can to prevent them from doing it again.
Political researcher Natalia Zorkaya at the Levada Polling Center says the large turnout of well-educated people proves there is a growing awareness of the need for political reform. And, she says, Russians in their 20s are in a fighting mood.
The fact that there was such a big splash took sociologists by surprise. Because before, it was thought that young, successful Muscovites just wanted to emigrate.
From a march in the dead of winter, the message to Mr. Putin is, liberalize now or face a hot spring. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.